From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grain. Ryan Sanstistevan is reporting for Poughkeepsie Journal that Democrat Antonio Delgado leads Republican incumbent John Faso among older voters, according to a new poll of people over 50 years old in New York's 19th congressional district. The American Association of Retired Persons commissioned the poll from Alan Newman Research, who polled 610 registered voters between September 6th and 16th. Delgado led 43% to Faso's 36% in the poll. Healthcare costs and the future of Social Security and Medicare were the leading issues among poll respondents. After that, 77% of the respondents polled were worried about the social and political divisions in the country, according to the results. As for Congress, of the over 50 voters polled here, 61% disapprove of congressional Republicans, 55% disapprove of congressional Democrats, and 54% disapprove of President Donald Trump's performance. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Samantha Putterman reports for PolitiFact that Antonio Delgado's recent advertisement claiming that Republican John Faso, and I quote, paved the way for an age tax on seniors, end quote, while on-screen text displays that, and I quote, Faso voted for an age tax on seniors, end quote, is, and I quote, mostly false, end quote. PolitiFact, a nonprofit project operated by Poynter Institutes, calls Delgado's claim an, and I quote, exaggeration, end quote. The Ryan-backed Democrat, who is running to replace Faso in the 19th congressional district, is correct in saying that Faso voted for the Republican replacement health care plan that eventually failed by one vote in the Senate. That bill would have let insurers raise premiums for certain older enrollees by up to 5 times more than what they would charge younger adults, while the current law only allows premium increases up to 3 times as much. But Delgado's ad failed to mention that the so-called age tax did not apply to New Yorkers or seniors on Medicare or folks over 50 with medical coverage from large employers. A Delgado spokesperson, Melissa Tofayan, told PolitiFact that while the age ratings did not apply to New Yorkers, Faso still voted for something that would have had negative consequences for seniors across the country. But Faso did vote for that unpopular Republican health care bill and now is trying to send a different message. Adam Cancren reports in Politico that this week, Faso, who lives in Kinderhook, signed on to back a measure that promises if Republicans replace Affordable Care Act, any new bill would have to have lower premiums, lower out-of-pocket costs, and greater accessibility to in-network providers. In their story, Politico calls Faso an endangered moderate and says signing on to the theoretical health care bill is all the rage for Republicans across the country just before the November 6th election to improve their voting records in the eyes of the electorate. The story says Republicans in swing districts, such as New York's 19th congressional district, are weighing, and I quote, the delicate balance to strike between supporting Obamacare's broadly popular benefits and, end quote, their previous votes to do away with the Affordable Care Act. Richard Moody in Columbia Green Media reports that Columbia County may be the next locality charging more for recycling services, with a $50 annual household fee in discussion. Columbia County's recycling pickup service has always been free, but China has recently restricted recycled material imports, causing higher costs locally. Columbia County Solid Waste Department Director Jolene Race floated the fee idea at a September 26 Public Works Committee meeting. This year, the Columbia County Solid Waste Department spent its entire $70,000 budget by July. Race predicted the county will have to spend $250,000 in 2019. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Saugerties Town Board amended the town's ethics law October 3rd to stop political influence of department supervisors over town employees. The board approved the measure after no one spoke at a public hearing. The law comes in response to a complaint last year that Parks and Building Superintendent Greg Chervas allegedly pressured employees to support Republican candidates during the 2015 party caucus. Ethics Board Chairman Alberto Bruno said, and I quote, the allegation was that he had the Republican roster and used that to bring certain employees into a meeting, telling them to go to the caucus that night and vote a certain way. There wasn't even proof that's what actually took place. Everybody with their testimony said he had it, but it was sitting there on his desk, end quote. The law used to say that you weren't able to distribute political material for any particular campaign. This changes it, so you're not allowed to have political materials, including rosters with employees' voting party in it. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.